pleased were you with what you guys were able to do on offense on Sunday?
Very pleased. I think the biggest thing, I think we won all phases of situational football, you know. Thought the line, the tight ends and the backs did a good job controlling the line and scrimmage, and you know, third down, goal line, short yards, even 2 minute. We won all those phases, and it was good. It was good to see that. It was a good complete game.
Best offensive game you guys have had this year, you think?
I think so. Yeah, you could probably say that.
Tell me, as a play caller, how much do you enjoy the sheer volume of plays? I don't remember what the final number was. But it was
that's the most I've ever been a part of. I mean, really, it was like 91 plays. I think there were about 89 of them that were really listed. I've never been a part of that, even the 18-play drive. I didn't even really know that was going on. I was so in tune in the game, and all of a sudden, well, we've had this ball for a long time. So it was good. It was a good thing. When you're doing that, good things are happening.
How surprised were you with Josh McCown's performance on Sunday that netted him the Offensive Player of the Week honor?
No, I'm not surprised by him. He's been doing it all year. Not at all. I've told you guys before, I think he's playing at a high level. I don't care what age he is. He's doing a great job managing this offense. And like I said, he's got a wealth of experience, and that's helping big time. We couldn't have done it without him, for sure. But I'm not surprised the way he plays. He's been doing it and being consistent all year.
With how well he's performed this year at this stage of his career, how long do you think he could go in the league as a starting quarterback?
I don't know that. Only he knows that, you know. Yeah. You know, he's in the best shape of his life. I mean, I was with Breeze, and listen, he takes care of his body. Those guys know how to take care of their body, and he does that. He was here all off season, working his butt off with everybody, lifting like he's never lifted before, and I think it carries over in the season. You know, he's taking a couple shots here and there, but he's being smarter with the ball, and it's good. It's good to see that.
What do you do with the ebbs and flows of your position? Because one week we're questioning you about why do you run now, other people are praising you for what you did. How do you deal with the ups and downs of your profession, really?
Well, don't take this the wrong way. I'm not worried about what you guys think. You know, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win the game. And we went in there. We wanted to establish a line of scrimmage. And I made sure I was disciplined enough. We were getting positive yards. All I wanted was positive yards. And then I just continued to do it, and things were just working. And I think our line got in a groove, and it was good. You know, especially to keep their offense off the field. It was good to see that, and we created third downs, and we did a good job on third down. And like I said, it was a great situational football game. We won at all phases. It was good.
How much of an emphasis did you put on sticking with the run? Because falling down 14-0 early, sort of a scenario where you could tend to pass a little bit more to try and come back.
No, it was too early, way too early. I just stuck to the game plan. Got certain play calls in the beginning of the game. And I just stuck to the plan. That's basically what I did.
Are you a scripted guy early on, or are you just scoping what you see?
You really want me to tell you that so everybody else can know that? Well, listen, we have certain plays that we talk about that we want to do in the beginning of the game. And, you know, sometimes you go through all those plays, and sometimes you don't. You know, the game changes. So you need to do that. I think it's good you need to do that because the guys know. And plus, we walk through plays, and they have a good feeling, hey, this can happen, that plan. So they go out and play fast in the beginning of the game.
John, in season, how do you gauge the younger quarterback's progress development? I know you're into the game plan each week. So mm-hmm. Is there a decent amount of time to kind of gauge where Bryce and Hackenberg are?
All I can do is just watch the scout team, you know, and see, oh, wow, that was a nice throw. You know, those things, that's the only thing I can go by. So it's hard, you know, you got to judge a quarterback, a player, any player when they get in a game. That's the real judgment of that player. So, but I do see things on the practice field that you like to see, and you know, see things, hey, come on, you need to work on those things.
So presuming Christian and Bryce don't play this year, how then will you guys as an organization be able to have an accurate assessment on whether they can be competent quarterbacks in the system?
Well, I think that's a question for Coach Bowles. That's, you know, we'll sit down and talk about that, but I don't need to answer that right now.
Thank you.
because, hey, listen, I'm concentrating on what we're doing right now. You know what I mean? I mean, Josh is playing at a high level. He's our quarterback. And, you know, the other guys, they have to stay in tune because they never know when their numbers are going to be called. And, you know, Coach Bates does a great job of pairing those guys and making sure they're ready, especially Bryce.
How encouraging were those two catches from Chad Hansen on third down? Two big third down conversions.
It was good. It was good to see that. It's good to get other guys involved, you know, because, you know, Jermaine and Robbie are having some success right now. And that's just where the ball is going. But it was good to see him discipline and catch the ball and get north and south and get first downs for us. It was really good.
John, how big a challenge is Miller coming off the edge?
He's a big challenge. I think he's one of the best players in the league. And obviously, we have to be ready for not only him, this is a good defense all around, all players. I think it's one of the tops we're facing. And we got a challenge ahead of us.
There have been situations, like, I mean, just talking about Josh's age, where a quarterback's playing really, really well, and then just like that, he drops off. You know, Brett Favre with Minnesota is kind of the one that comes to mind. Mm-hmm. Is there, can you see things where you can, you know that drop-off's coming, or is it kind of how it seems, where it's 1 minute they're killing it, and then that production's just gone?
I don't see it right now. I mean, he's been consistent. He's perfect for this offense, and, you know, we're going to do things that we think he's going to have a lot of success with. All of our players. That's what you're supposed to do as a coach. You're supposed to put the players in the right position. But I don't see a decline right now at all. You?
No. Can you put your finger at all on offensively what's been different for you guys on the road? I mean, obviously as a team, you haven't had the same success.
Mm-hmm.
As you analyze, you know, are there common denominators?
Yeah, I just think you know, we made a big emphasis the last couple of weeks of finishing. You know, each period is a quarter. I'm telling them, and guys are buying into that. I just think it just comes down to execution. I really do. And winning in situational football and not having negative plays, that's the biggest thing. If you don't have negative plays, you're giving yourself a chance. You know, we didn't have many negative plays last week. And it was positive plays. Even if it was just 1 yard. That's okay. We're moving. You know, we're moving the chains and trying to get in third and short and mediums and scoring. You know, I think we scored every possession, points in the second half. That's you're doing things really well.
Just as an unrelated follow regarding the two young quarterbacks, I know your mode is what's going on Sunday, but when you see the things that Josh does
mm-hmm.
behind closed doors with Bryce and Christian, how impressive is that to you? How valuable is that for these two guys?
It is so valuable. Listen, it's valuable to me and all the coaches and this team just because of the wealth of experience and his knowledge. Listen, you got certain plays, and he goes, hey, what do you think about this and that? I'm like, yeah. You know what I mean? So he's just another coach. Mm-hmm. He's another coach. And listen, when you got somebody like that in your room, it's an awesome feeling. We're very lucky to have somebody like him when you got a veteran guy like that in a room. And because when a player talks and the players listen, they listen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And sometimes the coach, it's always the coach. You know, but when a player says something, they tend to buy in a little bit more because he's been through it.
He had that rep coming in, but
yeah.
Did you have any idea was this good?
No.
Would you ideally like to have Josh back in your quarterback room next year, given what he's shown you?
Sure. You said short. Why wouldn't I? Guys, look at the stats.
Sure.
Look at the stats. But I don't make that decision.
Right.
You ask the head coach that and the people upstairs.
Last one, Dan.
Sorry, this is oddly specific, but in some of those goal line situations you guys didn't have Austin in that, just what goes into that decision? And
just certain personnel groupings. That's all. But usually there's times where he is in there. So that's all.
His targets have, it seems like they've dropped. Austin's, almost as Robbie and Jermaine have kind of broken out, Austin's targets have gone down. So how do you
balance the need to get everybody?
Well, you got to play. You got a certain play, drop back play, whatever it is, and there's a certain progression of where things go. So it's based on coverage, based on what the defense plays, and they just had me going that way. And that's usually what happens. It's not just like we're not throwing that way, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you got certain, you want to put certain guys in certain positions, and if the look ain't there, you got to go to the other side.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, John. All right.